You're listening to me, Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor. And tonight is my virgin show on Block Talk Radio. And just like a virgin, I don't know what I'm doing. And I have several other Blog Talk Radio virgins here in the Block Studios studio. All of us trying to figure out just what we're doing. Just like virgins. But I can hear now. Are you recording now, Joe? Brother Joe? Brother Joe?
Are we?
Is there on the controls? Brother Tony is pacing. And Sister Terry.
Hello, hello.
Is tapping her fingers on the keys. And Sister Sarah.
Hello, world.
Sarah Sue. Now talk back into your microphone, Sarah Sue.
Hello.
I couldn't hear you saying hello to the world.
I can't hear me either.
Yeah, can you pull her microphone up a little bit, Brother Joe?
Hello, hello. Testing world, testing. Hello world. That sounds a little bit better.
Can you hear me now? The world can hear you now.
All right.
So we're somewhere in the world. I mean, I know that we're here in the soul of downtown LA on terra firma. But we're not sure where we are on the internet. I mean, we're on this new station, this new website, Blog Talk Radio, which already is confusing me, because what's with the blog and the talk? I mean, a blog is a written thing with pictures, and talking is talking. And yet, this is our new home. We've been evicted from Skype.
We're just trying it for a while. We're going to see how it goes on Blog Talk.
Yeah, we're going to see how it goes, right.
So if anyone wants us to stay, then you gotta start calling us and telling us you like it, that we're here.
Well, something. We have to have some motivation to stay here, aside from blinking lights on the computer screen.
And really bad JavaScript. Oh, no offense, Blog Talk.
Oh, Blog Talk, we love you.
Finally, some ambient lighting. Good work.
Okay, so now... Let me see. I'm supposed to look at one of these pages. Chat? No. Okay.
Your switchboard.
My switchboard. Where is that switchboard? The switchboard has disappeared.
Has it really now?
Yes. Switchboard.
It starts with HTTP in the browser window.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, go to your My Portal.
Now says...
Does this even work through Radio
City? I think I'm now at Citizen Broadcasting.
Okay, go to My Account.
Switchboard. Click on that, Switchboard. Yeah, there we go. Tony is clicking. Okay, so here we are. And we have no caller.
Oh, that's encouraging.
It is encouraging. I'm not even sure exactly what's going
on. We're just starting. We don't know what we're doing. And, you know, obviously... I'm not even sure if we're broadcasting. I'm not sure we are either.
Well, we're clearly broadcasting.
Wait. It says Dr. Susan Block, Dr. Susie, live from downtown L.A.
It does say that, segment name, but does that mean we're broadcasting?
I'm trying to find that out right now.
Okay. Well, we're all on it.
It says on air.
The phone is ringing, so we'll take calls anyway. Now...
Hey, no, we are broadcasting via the widget. I have posted everywhere.
How cool.
We are. All right. Well, at least
you
know that.
So let's give out the number.
Okay, now the number, if you're calling my host number on Blog Talk Radio, is 347-843-4596. That's a new number for me. My usual number, if you just want to call... the studio, you know, and you'll get on through our phone lines, is 213-749-1330. So you have a choice. 213-749-1330. Or actually, you can also call our toll-free number, 1-866-289-7068. And then there's this guest call-in number. Right. When I was a guest on Gracie's talk show, I had to call this number, I think, or some number, 347-843-4596. 4596. So you'll be our guest. You'll be my guest. Our guest. If you call this number, not just a caller, but a guest. That's sort of a elevation of your status, I think. So maybe that's the whole idea of Blog Talk Radio, that anybody that calls is a guest. So that's where we're at.
I think it's so that famous bloggers can get together and talk about other people's blogs.
Well, that was kind of what Gracie and I were doing in a way.
Yeah,
she was interviewing me about bonobos and squirting and, you know, the stuff I blog about and talk about. And, we were just chatting. I mean, there was no calls, which, you know, I mean, I must admit I missed the Skype callers. You know, there's so many of them. Yeah.
Does your switchboard say if we have any listeners?
Listeners, let's see. I don't see any relationship to that. It just says no caller.
No. It doesn't say listeners. That's too bad.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Well, it's a cool little program.
It's
cool
a possibility
website.
Here.
There's a lot of potential here. There really is, especially since we are brought. Anyone on your Facebook profile can listen to us right now.
Okay.
So the widget makes it worth it.
So we are back on the air, and we had a hiatus, basically, over the summer. We've had some crises here at the Speakeasy, which we'll tell you about as we get comfortable on our virgin show. Well, like virgins often get drunk on their first night, you know, to ease the pain. Oh, something's loading suddenly. Suddenly, something's loading up. Maybe we haven't even been doing anything. So, do we have some callers on the regular phone? Let's see. So, I think I need I can't see a thing. This mood lighting has it so that I can't see what pieces of paper say.
This lamp next to me usually works, and I'm perplexed by it today.
Okay.
There's some...
Okay, so we have a couple of callers. We have Zealand.
It's all good.
Zealand from Arizona, who wants to share a fantasy on line one.
Fantasy.
Let's go for it. Okay, Zealand, are you there?
Can I have the lighter?
Zealand. Do we have line one turned up? We do. Okay, so let's try line four. Mike?
Hello.
Hi, is this Mike or Zealand?
This is Zealand.
Zealand, welcome to Radio Susie One.
How are you tonight, Doctor?
Pretty good. You know, I'm trying some new things. It's our virgin show on Blog Talk Radio.
Excellent. Well, I come from the Netherlands, from Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, the land of the red light district and the green light district. We love it all.
Very much, yeah.
Yeah.
I like his
and
voice.
I'm also a yoga instructor.
Really? Oh, you sound so sexy with that voice and that yoga body.
You really, really. I love the sound of that yoga body.
Oh, thank you.
That yoga breathing. I love it. Very sexy.
The reason I called in tonight is that I have a certain fantasy I'd like to share with you and hopefully perform.
Really?
Hopefully
well, Zealand, you know,
like
sometimes we don't go for that sort of thing, but, you know, we kind of try to shy away from...
Performances.
Yeah, but we would like to
one.
Hear you perform. Actually, we would...
Well, first of all, over the years, I've been very, very flexible when it comes to teaching my classes, when it comes to contorting my legs.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I hope this is going
I know where this is going. this is
usually
an act
I know it's like, you know, self-pleasuring.
Self-pleasuring.
But the thing is, I don't do it at home.
You do it in yoga class?
No, not a yoga class, of course not, no. But usually I like to go somewhere excluded in an outside area, like
a secluded
forest.
Place. You go somewhere where you're all alone?
Yes, well, alone in the public, yes.
Alone in the public.
Wow.
Oh, right where someone could catch you.
I even have my own website.
Oh, really?
But the thing is, I'm very anonymous. That's the whole point.
You're anonymous on the website?
Yes.
So your name really isn't Zealand?
No, not at this point, no.
Not at this point, but
it could become
Zealand.
That?
You could become Zealand.
Yeah.
We could be forging a character here that is you, the other you.
I too am Zealand.
Because the you that has a name is like a banker or something. No, you're a yoga instructor. Well, you'll integrate yourself eventually. But in the meantime, you're anonymous. And that's cool with us.
Well, right now I'm totally naked right now.
And that's very cool with us.
Completely nude right now.
Do you have your legs up over your head right now?
But the only thing I'm wearing is just my cell phone on.
Well, you have to describe your body a little bit. But don't be too, you know, like X-rated. Just kind of give us a description of your body and the position that you're in.
I'm 5'11", and I'm, well, not greatly built, but moderately built.
Moderately built?
Yeah.
Moderately built means not too muscular?
Muscular, but not, you know, large.
Not large. Okay, that's good. A yoga body?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yoga body. Good, okay. All right, so I'm seeing the yoga body. Are you dark or light or you're
I'm actually, yes, I am biracial.
Biracial.
Ooh.
Hot.
My father was black that came from Indonesia.
Oh.
And my mother Dutch.
Wow, kind of like our future president, perhaps.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. I think I've got a nice picture. Ooh. And do you look like any movie stars?
Maybe close to Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, cute.
All right.
Not quite, but close enough.
Close enough. All right.
That's funny, because I was imagining Barack sucking his own dick.
I don't know if we can say Tom, Dick, and Harry on Blog Talk Radio. But
oh, really?
I kind of wonder about that. But
it's rated adults only.
Dick Nixon,
yeah, it is,
you know?
Rated adults only.
Your show is rated adults only. So.
Well, yeah, but Gracie was cautioning me, and I would think her show would be rated adults only. I don't know. We'll find out.
You probably limit your audience if you go adults only.
When they kick you off, you'll know.
I think
we should limit our audience for Zealand here. I mean, we should only have adults listening to Zealand do this very adult act of yoga.
That's the rating of your show.
Very good. All right, Zealand, take it away. And what position are you in?
Well, right now I have my, my legs are in the air right now, up against the wall.
Legs in the air, up against, feet on the wall.
Yes.
Got it.
And my dick is very erect.
So do you come in your own mouth?
I used to. At first I was nervous about it. But then I got used to it. I started eating like pineapples.
Oh, that works.
Pineapple helps a lot.
Pineapples, right.
A lot of different
cinnamon
kinds
is also
fruit.
Good, and celery, though not altogether.
It works sometimes, but not all the time.
So you swallow, too?
Yes, I do.
Great. Only your own or other people?
Well, with my wife. My wife knows about this.
Oh, your wife.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do
your
you
wife
prefer
does
to swallow?
Know about it. Good. Okay.
Do you prefer to swallow or do you prefer to have her swallow?
Sometimes both or sometimes with me.
Or you could give each other a snowball.
Let's see.
Okay.
I'm going to lower my legs down.
Okay.
Slowly.
You're going to lower your legs over your head, like in the plow position?
In the plow position, yes.
The plow is a yoga position.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. This is a yogic act being performed on radio.
Near on my face now.
Yes. Okay, so now you're... I'm going to use the clinical term because Gracie told me to use the clinical terms on her show.
Whatever.
Your penis.
Whatever. Your penis.
What were you going to say?
Penis is a funny word.
I think
penis.
We can say cock. I think we can say it.
Oh, yes, I can.
Your penis is where, Zealand?
Well, right now it's settling near my nose and my lips.
Settling near your nose and your lips. Okay.
And I'm about to, just right now, just kiss the shaft of it real quick.
My goodness.
Wow. I always wondered about this.
You know, I had an ex-boyfriend
about,
that...
smelling a dick.
Okay.
Oh, God. We did this.
Now we can't get. I don't think we should have like phone sex on our virgin show on
Maybe.
Blog Talk Radio. Okay.
Are we getting too intense?
Getting ahead of ourselves.
Getting a little ahead
perhaps.
Of ourselves, you know, so to speak. I mean, it sounds like the head is going in there. And,
that's
yeah.
what it sounds like.
So,
you're about to suck on it.
Zealand, you're an artist.
Yes, I am.
Absolutely. So I appreciate your abilities and the sharing of them.
Oh, God,
oh,
yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
I hope to
call
thank you.
Maybe next month when you have your full audience with you.
Well.
Oh, we shall, quite
you,
shortly.
You could call next week just to be supportive.
Oh, excellent.
Okay, I expect you to call every Saturday night now.
Oh, excellent.
And you can go another inch each time.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you. You have a good night, Dr. Block.
All right. You have a good night, too. I'm sure you will. Bon appetit.
Thank you.
Bon appetit. Okay. Ah, Amsterdam. So, you're listening to Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation. And we're on drsusanblock.com as well as blogtalkradio.com. Tonight it's our Virgin Show. I'm here with Sister Sarah Sue, Sister Terry, Brother Joe, Brother Tony, I think, and Sister Lucy is answering your calls, putting you through to us if you want to call us. Our number is 213-749-1330 is our regular studio number. And we have a blog talk radio number as well, which is 347-843-4596. Just in case you don't know, when you listen to this show, you turn the lights down low. I'm a love doctor, a sexologist, a philosopher, ethical hedonist. I practice the bonobo way of peace through pleasure and try to help you out with your sex life if I can. And if I can't, we just have fun. Actually, we have fun regardless. We talk about sex, love, life, and death. And
sometimes politics, religion,
yeah, well,
aliens.
It all fits in there. We're gonna get very political in a few minutes. But okay, so what lines are lit there? I think I have Mike on line 4, and then I see it says Andrew also on line 4. So I don't know who's on line 4, and then John is on line 3.
We have line 4.
Line 4. Okay, is this Andrew or Mike?
This is Andrew.
Hey, Andrew. Welcome to Radio Suzy 1. Andrew. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good. So what did you want to talk with me about?
Nothing. Just seeing your
nothing?
Show
oh.
for, you know, the first time.
Oh.
And very interesting.
Very interesting. Okay, well, then you do have something you want to talk about.
Yes.
Tell me what you find so interesting.
First off, I just think you're very pretty and very attractive.
Well, I think you have excellent taste.
And, I don't know, it's my first time, you know, talking, you know, over the radio or something like that, but, you know, a little nervous.
Yeah,
but.
You're doing all right. So you were watching the show on cable TV?
Yes.
See, we're on many different media simultaneously. We're on the internet, we're on cable TV, you know, we're out in the ethers, we're in your crystal ball. So... do you have
I'm
a question for us? I'm here with a couple of hot dames, chicks,
yeah,
and a cute dude.
I have never tried it anal, and, you know, I just wanted to know if, you know, if it feels okay for the women.
So are you talking about you've never tried giving or receiving anal sex?
Giving.
Giving, okay. Well, you want to know how it feels for the woman.
Yes.
Well, I think it can feel really, really great or really, really bad, you know, depending on so many factors, on basically how ready she is and how good the guy is and, you know, a host of other factors as well. It's a risky endeavor.
Is it the same way for men, that it can either feel great or hurt?
I have never tried it from, you know, guy's perspective.
Susie would know.
Well, you mean a guy receiving.
Yeah, a guy receiving. Does it hurts them too, right?
They sure.
Like a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Their, like, stomach clenches up or whatever.
Yeah, it can hurt. You know, one thing about the rectum and the anus is that male and female is very similar. I mean, guys tend to be built bigger, sort of, I guess, and I don't know. But it's very similar. We both have similar, you know, planets, Uranus.
Does it depend on the guy's penis as well?
Sure. Here's what I would suggest. If you really want to know what it feels like, you should, as an experiment, not as an erotic act, of course, but as an experiment, Andrew, you should try penetrating yourself anally with a dildo.
Really?
The same size as your own penis.
Or you could just use fingers in the shower.
Well, you can use fingers to kind of work your way in because, of course,
warm yourself up.
When you're dealing with a woman who has never had anal sex, or even if she has, you want to be gradual. Start by just lubricating and tickling the outside of the area, and then you move along to something small to insert, like the finger, before you move along to your huge meat monster. So you might want to just try, see how it feels to yourself. Don't let yourself like it, though. That wouldn't be right.
No, it's okay
if you like it. It's okay. It's really okay. But if you don't like it, it's also okay, because you'll get a feeling for what might be bothering a woman if you're doing it to her.
Yeah, exactly. But, I range probably about 7 and 7.5 inches. So, you know, is that too big for a woman?
That's not too big for this woman. I mean, woman. There's so many women. I mean, you look at porn stars. They take, like, boatloads. They're just taking Mack trucks in there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, but you're very respectable size, bigger than average. So, you know, you got to be careful. With a size like that, that is bigger than average, average being 5 to 7. So you have to use lots of lube and lots of care and lots of compassion.
Get her warmed
and some
up first.
Sensitivity. Oh, yes, lots of warming up, preferably with your tongue first. If you feel like you can stick your member in there, you can stick your tongue in there.
Okay.
Make sure she's clean, of course.
Always.
Good thing to do in the bath or the shower or something like that, because it's good to make sure she's clean for hygienic reasons as well as psychological reasons.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you.
Try it on yourself so you know how it feels, you know, and also to just break on through to the other side.
Yeah.
I love when we work Doris quotes into the radio shows.
Right. He was talking about anal sex, wasn't he? Okay, so take care, Andrew. Keep in touch. We'll be back again next Saturday night if you want to give us a report.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much for everything.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye, Andrew.
And keep watching the show. We appreciate your eyeballs.
Yeah, you have very nice breasts.
Oh,
well,
thank you.
Isn't that sweet?
Mm.
Yeah.
It is sweet. Thank you, Andrew. You take care. And do you have a special lady that you're planning on having this wild anal sex with?
Not necessarily. Just, you know, I talk to all my friends and just, you know, have you tried?
Yeah. Also, be sure to practice safe sex, meaning use a condom.
Yes, always.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
take care. Anal sex is the most likely way to spread sexually transmitted diseases. So now I have these other people. Okay, thank you, Andrew. Okay, so now, let's see, what line was he on? He was on 4, so should we try line 3? Max in Palmdale, or is this John on line 3? Max or John? I have 2 different people who are said to be on line 3. Hello?
Hello.
What's your name?
Max.
Max. It's one of my favorite names. Anyway, what's going on with you?
Well, I'm having some girlfriend problems.
You got to speak up, darling, though, because you're speaking to the world right now.
Oh, well, I'm having some girlfriend problems.
Okay, how old are you?
21.
21. How old is she?
She's 23.
An older woman.
Yeah.
Sexy.
I love older women.
Mm. You love older women.
I
you
love
like
being
to be an older,
older
woman. You do like to be an older woman, don't you?
Yeah. 28, man.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Not 29.
Definitely not 29. Okay.
Definitely not
Go
29.
On. Sorry.
So, Max, so what's your problem with your older woman?
Well, like, I don't really know how to please her that well.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't please her that well. Why does she hang with you then?
Well, like, we've had sex, but, like, it seems like if she's not really enjoying it that well.
Oh. You don't think she's enjoying sex. And when did you start having sex?
Like, the first time I've ever had sex with her.
Okay, and when you say sex, you mean intercourse?
Yes.
Okay. And how long did you know her before you had intercourse?
Like, it was like 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
It's not too long, but okay. So during those 2 weeks, did you mess around? Did you make out?
Yes.
You did? Did she like that?
Yes, she liked when I fingered her.
Okay. Did she like when you kissed her?
Yes.
You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good, because if a woman likes the way you kiss, then eventually the rest will, you know, come together, I think. What do you think, ladies?
Maybe. I mean, I've broken up with great kissers because of, you know, great kissing won't carry you all the way.
It's important, though.
It is important.
I think it's very important, but it is not going to seal the deal.
Right, but it's a good foundation.
It is. It's a very good foundation.
Okay, and she liked the way you fingered her?
Yes, a lot.
Okay, so then, a lot. Did she have an orgasm?
Yes.
Okay, so then what about oral sex?
Oh, yeah. Hear that.
What about it? Oral
sex? I think he said he gave her that.
You gave her oral sex? Hello? What happened? Suddenly.
Oh, we lost Matt.
Got a little disconnection there. Huh. All right, well, poor Max.
I hate to say it, but he was just the tiniest bit boring.
Just ever so slightly.
Well, he was so young.
I like him young.
Yeah, that's why I thought you would be patient with him, like
no,
I was trying to be.
Because it's not me who he's giving bad sex that I have to be patient with. I have to listen about him giving bad sex to other people and be patient with that. That's.
Well,
anyways, if he's still listening, let's give him some quick tips. Right?
After he heard that, I'm
sorry,
sure.
Max. I talk shit on you, but I understand your plight because I've dated a
very
lot of younger boys. You just gotta go slowly, not think about yourself whatsoever, only think about her. And then go
I
from
think
there.
He's been thinking a lot about her, considering he's gone down on her and fingered her.
I think it becomes true even during intercourse, though. Like, you have to completely pretend your penis doesn't exist.
And she might, I mean, it's a little quick to be doing it 2 weeks in when you're 21.
Max,
she's 23.
If you're out there, try the Multi-Orgasmic Man book. It is a fantastic book, and it will teach you the necessary skills to please any ladies.
I have the
Multi-Orgasmic
Couple.
Do you have said skills?
Yes, I do. Skills that pay the bills.
Skills that pay the bills.
You know, we don't really know what his problem was. He could have been like a premature ejaculator, could have had, you know, erection problems, could have, I mean, he sounds like they have, you know, chemistry, and he's got some technique being able to make her orgasm with his finger, you know? So I kind of wonder if this is a penis problem. Penis is being a theme of tonight's show.
Well, we do
love them. The
correct
terminology.
No right.
Dicks on tonight's show, all penis.
Cack.
Cack.
Was that Susie? Oh, my God.
What? You didn't know I could crow?
I didn't know you were so afraid of dirty words.
Well, I'm just trying to be, you know, a little respectful. It's my virgin show on Blog Talk Radio. And after all, I was on Gracie's show, Gracie Passett, and she told me not to use vulgarities when it comes to talking about sex. So
we need to read the terms of service.
Yeah, maybe so. You know, and since we haven't, I'm erring on the side of caution. That's all. I mean, what, you just want to throw caution to the wind and get us banned from Blog Talk Radio right away?
Well, not throw caution to the wind, but
I don't think
not use silly words like penis and vagina.
Penis is not
silly
a silly word.
What's silly word?
I use the word penis all the time.
They're pussy words.
We should
oh,
please. We'll use schlong.
And not the good definition of pussy.
Schlong and vag. Is that acceptable?
Vag.
Tell me about that
vag. That's just terrible. That's just terrible.
That's a professional term.
You schlong know, and vag are better than penis and vagina.
Well, first of all, it's not just a vagina. There's the vulva also.
Oh.
That's the outside. That's
you know what's funny is I don't know any of those things.
More important part.
I didn't go to sex education in high school.
I suggest
well, there
multi-orgasmic
you go.
Man.
See? Then you would learn to use penis with authority.
Wait, what?
Penis is a more authoritative term, clinically speaking.
Oh, yes. Penis is okay. Vagina is very unsexy.
A lot of men fear the word vagina. It makes some men as
come here and eat my
but
vagina.
But a lot of men like the word they like the word vulva though.
Vulva.
I was
vulva.
Talking.
It always
to one,
reminds me of a Volvo.
One of my clients. Yeah, you warm it up and drive it. I mean, a vulva is kind of nice. It reminds me of Venus and vulvular. I don't know. I like
vulvular.
Vulva.
Is that?
Vulvular is
quite a vulvular evening tonight. I feel like I'm in a vulva.
It's a vestibule for you wouldn't be in the vulva though. That you would be
there's
in the
lots
vagina.
Of vulvas
the
around.
Vagina is inside. The vulva consists of the clitoris and the labia, the lips. Yummy yummy. Lap
the
lap lap.
Vulva is like a container word for lots
maybe
of
we should talk
pieces.
About politics
like
now.
Like Tupperware?
No, I want an anatomy lesson.
I guess so. Tonight, our virgin show, you want an anatomy lesson. You want all the words spelled out.
L-A-B-I-A, that would be labia.
I know what those are because you can pierce them.
Yeah. Yeah, you can pierce a lot of things.
No, I didn't. I would like to, though.
You want
to
pierce your labia?
I would actually rather pierce my clit. But there's only one specialist in Southern California that does it.
Mm. One?
Well,
in all
well,
of Southern California?
There's
I find
a lot
kind
that do it,
believe.
But only one that has good reviews.
well, good I had
we
one.
We can lose sensitivity. You
do
don't want
to
be
show.
Playing with the devil.
Yeah, that's why I would go to a specialist.
Yeah. She means if there's only one, like there's only one hairdresser, you know, the one for her.
Well, not quite. I mean, there's a lot of hairdressers. There's not an awful lot of clit piercers. There's maybe like five. So out of five, there's only one that's you know.
Clitoris.
Well, you should get it done on the show.
Okay.
Or we could film it. I mean, you don't have to do it right here.
Well,
though.
It is
easy.
Kind of an important piercing.
We could get it
yeah,
filmed.
I got a needle
I don't know
a
if I want,
the
like, distractions and showmanship when it comes to my clit.
Well, we wouldn't have the piercer, you know, kind of
we wouldn't give him any wine.
No. I mean, we wouldn't ask him to perform. He would just do his thing while he's being filmed.
I would pierce like a nipple on the show. Can I do that?
Sure.
All right, I'll pierce a nipple.
You can do that.
I still have one left.
You only have one pierced nipple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one do we have left?
My left nipple?
Left nipple to be pierced on the Dr. Susan Block show.
All right.
Sarah Sue's left nipple coming up. Coming soon. So, let's see. If you want to give us a call, you can call our regular number, which is 213-749-1330. We're talking about all different aspects of sex, anatomy, and politics, life, and death. And we are also doing our virgin show on Blog Talk Radio, and we have a number here that you can call, which is 347-843-4596. And it's our first show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm not even sure if we're really on it, but we're here. So Let's see. We should talk about politics a little bit, right? Okay, let's talk about your boyfriends then.
No, bring it on. Say the dirty word we're all dying to talk about.
What, Sarah? That's your
Sarah.
Name. Sarah.
With an H. Sarah. It's dirty with an H.
With an H, right.
Well, you're the rebel without an H.
So Sarah Palin? Pollen? How do you pronounce it?
I like Pollen.
Pollen.
That's what I
She's
I
pollinating
pollen.
Yeah. All of us with her seed.
Yes.
Oh, her seed.
Well, she's, a lot of people think she's sexy. That's one thing.
Yeah, we should do a Sarah Palin role play sex therapy, like as a promotion.
Well, she is very much like a dominatrix.
Like call in and you can
she's
have phone
gonna
sex
with Sarah
Palin.
She's going to whip your ass. Right, she's going to skin a bear and then whip your ass.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
we should do it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You could, I mean, there is that kind of composite picture that's going around the internet that shows her in a red, white, and blue bikini by a pool holding a gun. Big gun.
But we decided that's not real.
No, no, I know. It looked very real, but it's not. I mean, it was all over the place that it was a fake. But the impetus to do that, I mean, the motivation is because she's mean and she's hot.
Ugh,
and she's scary.
She's like Hillary.
She's like Hillary?
She's, well, not as hot.
Hillary Clinton, you mean?
No, no.
Oh,
not
Hillary.
That Hillary.
Oh, the other Hillary.
The other Hillary.
Oh.
No, not that Hillary. No, no, not
no,
Hillary
well,
Clinton.
Well, you know,
no.
we're talking
we
about politics.
We are talking about politics.
Yeah, I thought
I
you meant
How dare you compare Sarah Palin to Hillary
I
Clinton?
Never. I apologize for my lack of, you know, being clear. The hot DA.
Oh, that one. Yeah, well. Okay, but nobody knows who she is.
No.
I guess you could compare her a little bit to the blonde. Who's the one who's always sort of like a Rush Limbaugh? I forget her name. But she wears miniskirts all the time. She's Republican. She's crazed. Okay. Nobody
she reminds
knows who
me
she
of
is.
Condoleezza Rice.
I thought of Condoleezza.
Just I get her the Condoleezza
bitchy,
vibe.
Bitchy, domineering style.
Yeah.
Well, but then she's also like our Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, because she has all these kids, and she's like this mom.
Yeah, but she gave her kids magical names.
Magical names?
Yes. Terry, read off her kids' names.
Sarah's kids' names?
Yeah.
Let me find them here.
Her kids have magical names?
Magical.
Like Wiccan names?
Magical Wiccan names.
That's terribly offensive to me.
Is she religious?
It's not in her personal.
Is she have? Is she
I'm
some?
Looking.
Do we?
I
know
she has one named Willow, or no, maybe it was Bristol.
Oh.
Track.
Well,
okay. Her
like a last.
Wait,
couple,
read them off.
Okay, the couple have five children: sons Track and Trig, and daughters Bristow, Willow, and Piper.
Well, those are cute names.
Bristow, Willow, Piper, Track, and Trig.
Trig.
Track. Is there
Track.
One?
Track, Trig,
track.
Bristol.
Like track and field?
Like track and field, T-R-A-C-K. Trig,
track.
T-R-I-G is her most recent kid.
Track, Trig, Bristow.
Bristol.
Trig, she
Bristol.
Wanted to be good at math.
Willow and Piper.
All right, well, these are,
Piper,
you know, you got a lot
like,
of kids.
Like
you got to come
Willow
up with words.
Willow is
names.
Totally Wiccan. You know it is.
Yeah, okay.
I know. Damn it.
So, well, if she is Wiccan, I mean, can she be, like, a Wiccan fascist? Because that's what she would be. Is that possible? I mean, you're kind of a Wiccan.
She was baptized as a Roman Catholic, and her parents switched to the Wasilla Assembly of God, a Pentecostal church.
Pentecostal,
excuse me.
Right. Okay, so she's a Pentecostal. And they're kind of fundamentalists, right?
You'd be amazed at how much occultism goes on at the higher levels of our government structure.
I really don't think I would.
Yeah, so you think that the whole Wiccan thing is at the highest levels?
Easily. Oh, absolutely. It's so consistent. If you ever look in Bohemian Grove, you'll see where many of our world leaders like to hang out, at least the males, and party, and then it includes a sex ritual at the end. If you,
I really would love
stuff.
To go to Bohemian Grove.
It's
I want to see
actually a magical
sex
place.
Ritual.
Actually, like it's a
I keep hearing
place.
About this sex ritual that goes on in Bohemian Grove. But I don't.
The cremation of care is the one everybody knows about.
I don't hear eyewitnesses.
Oh, but there is.
To the sex ritual?
Alex Jones. No, not to the sex ritual. Well, actually, no, that's not true. That is not true. There was a porn star, and I cannot remember his name, but I assure you it'll come up quickly, that, you know, a very well-known porn star that was hired as a male prostitute for, you know, like, years ago. I don't remember exactly what year either, but it was
really?
Like the 80s or so. But, yeah, he basically narked him out.
So he was hired by Bohemian Grove to do a sex act on stage as part of a ritual?
Well, no, as far as I know, he was full-on prostitute. I know it sounds strange, and I know it sounds weird, but...
Actually, it doesn't sound all that strange and weird. Sex rituals, you know, I mean...
It doesn't sound strange and weird, but I'm not
that's
entirely
the Da Vinci
sure it's
Code,
Wiccan either.
Sex rituals.
It's black,
you know?
Magic, and it's not necessarily
that's not
Wiccan.
The same thing.
I know what you're saying. What I'm trying to say is there is occultism going on at very high levels within our government.
Yes.
And,
well, the skull,
you know,
and
that
bones
is, that's one easy way to hide it.
Attribute to that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's the skull and bones. I don't know. Do they have sex rituals? I mean, they
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you have to
at
lay
Yale.
Naked in a coffin.
Yeah,
you
do
you
have
got
to. Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Your
you're
cock,
right. Okay, I forgot
mean,
about it. Yeah, you have to
use.
To actually masturbate while you recite you confess your sins. You
yes.
have to masturbate while you talk about all your sexual
all your
past
deviations
and
everything.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. I forgot about the masturbation scene. But I was thinking more about like porn stars doing a sex act.
Oh,
like
it's,
in
I think
the
they
middle.
Have a virgin
it's extraordinarily
role
hardcore.
Thing.
It's extraordinarily
they
hardcore.
They have a chick they bring in.
I have a client that he's fascinated by this. He wants me to have sex rituals here at the speakeasy.
I don't know.
Well, what kind of sex rituals exactly?
Well, he doesn't really know, and I don't really know. I'm just opening
ritual
that.
Ritual sex magic is very strange.
Ritual sex magic is very strange.
Well, I mean, is there something that we could do that would be, like, okay with everybody at the speakeasy? I'm trying to think of something that I could have everyone do as a ritual.
You want all your employees?
I mean, yeah. I mean, everybody would have to do this. This would be something everyone would have to do.
If I'm planning on to something, let's talk about exactly what kind
of
ritual.
Well, I'm trying to. I'm talking about it right now.
I suggest a lot of research first.
Well, we're doing that. We're talking about it. I mean, I'm not. I haven't done this yet, but this client says to me, why don't you have a sex ritual that everybody does?
I'll do it as long as I get to be the one that Satan enters.
Yeah, he is.
I want that crazy
crucifix
pointing
sex
right
ritual.
At me.
Yeah.
Oh God, it reminds me of that scene in The Exorcist.
Well, you know, there's.
What about the Exorcist? Oh, she got
the
it good
exorcist.
By that crucifix.
Oh God.
Well,
oh.
He does like to do perverted things with crucifixes. It's true.
There's a lighter.
Anyway, sex rituals. I mean. We got to think of one that
they have them in
all
books.
The
I mean, you
multi
can just get the
individualists of the speakeasy. See, that's the problem is, like, we're not in lockstep in that way.
Yeah, ritual and ritual magic obviously very much requires that everybody does the same thing. That's
everybody
ritual.
Has to do
it
the
does.
Same
you all
thing.
Have to be. You all have to be resonating.
Can we start
with
like a
seance in order
or
to have
something
well,
we,
like
we
that
do,
work?
We on Eros Day we do all chant. We have a prayer.
I was
going to
say that.
Chant.
You actually had something relatively close to a very light
ritual. I tried to tell him about that, but he says, well, did people have to have sex in a ritual? I said, well, no, but then they had sex after the
we
ritual.
We did have the ritual
chanting.
Queen Esther sacrifice thing, you know? She was
the whipping on the bondage
cross. Yeah, and she had to dance around and act out a story. That was very ritual.
I know what we could do.
I recall being a sacrifice once as well.
All we have to do for the ritual is walk around with candles, right? Isn't that what rituals are? You walk around with candles.
It's part of a basic incorporation of rituals, yes.
Yeah,
can I design a ritual, a really fucked up ritual?
I don't know.
All right, here's what we're
going
to do.
First of all, we're
on
Blog Talk Radio. We apologize for Sister Sarah.
I said the F word. What am I doing on this show? You know, I cuss like a sailor.
Really, we all do.
All right, Captain.
Captain.
Go ahead.
All right, here's my effed up sex ritual idea. So you know how we have that plexiglass box with the gloves that I've always wanted to put someone in?
Right,
it's
right.
Like a very
that's from
the
old erotic
yeah,
museum
so
that went out
the dildo
out of
box
business.
Needs to be involved in our ritual.
Okay, okay.
I think we should put someone in it, and then everyone lines up, and ritualistically
puts their hand into the box, right?
It's such a small box to put someone in.
It's a really small box.
Well, rituals are supposed
to be
somewhat
a small
disturbing
person.
And uncomfortable.
They are not.
What?
Not necessarily.
No, they are.
Rituals are supposed to be comfortable. Well, I
no,
guess I'm talking about my rituals, but some crazy,
you got some new wave, like...
I know.
Crazy
we put
thing.
Somebody on the cross who really wants to be there. Okay.
No, that's no good if they're consenting.
What is wrong
there
with you?
Evil.
Hasn't anyone ever
there
seen, like, young
evil.
Sherlock Holmes Chronicles? Like, you always kidnap the virgin and you tie her up.
Evil.
Or is Temple of Doom. Everyone's
I was just
going to
say, what
Doom.
Is this? Temple of Doom? We'll like, you want to rip somebody's
yeah,
heart
Temple
out?
Yeah,
that's
of Doom
called
has
fantasy
been...
here. Fantasy roleplay. Okay, we,
so,
we
okay.
have to have consent.
Whoever consensually enters the box has to consensually pretend not
yeah,
to be consensual.
That box is really tiny.
Has to
Sarah, your
so
evil
is, Terry.
Is amazing.
Why would
you
want
to put Terry in the box?
What the fuck?
Evil.
What the F? Okay, we have Tyler on the line.
Terry would love it in that box.
Line one.
Line one.
Tyler is in Venice Beach and wants to talk about phone sex. Tyler, we're not going to have phone sex because this is a radio program, but we could talk about it. Hello, Tyler.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
I think you're beautiful,
Susan. Oh, thank you, Tyler. I think you're sweet.
Excuse me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good. Speak up a little.
Okay.
So, what do you want to talk about?
Well, do you think it's normal to have phone sex?
Yes, I think it's normal to have phone sex. I think it's normal. But then, I don't know if everybody thinks I'm normal.
What's normal? None of us.
Do you have phone sex?
Well, I've had one.
Once? How was it?
Pretty good.
Yeah, you know, like regular sex, sometimes it's pretty good, sometimes
yeah.
it's great, and sometimes it stinks.
Yeah.
But at least you don't have to smell the other person who could really stink. So, anyway, I think it's normal. I mean, just like anything good in life, you can overdo it.
Yeah.
Okay. You have any other questions?
I think that's all.
That's all. Okay.
All
Happy
right.
phone sex.
Enjoy your phone sex, sir.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. And if you need a phone sex professional, phone sex therapy,
mm-hmm.
need to talk about something to someone you can't talk to anyone else about, well, you can talk to us off the air. This is a commercial for...
And now a word from our sponsors.
The Block Institute.
The devil.
The devil is our sponsor.
Hail Satan, full of grace.
You might want to talk to this client. Anyway.
I do love Satan.
You do love Satan. He really wants me to love Satan more than I think I can, because you, coming from a born-again background, have more of a passionate feeling about Satan, than I do. You know,
Satan.
I'm just from this liberal, conservative Jewish background. And
do
Satan,
Jews even believe in Satan?
Not really.
No,
Satan,
not really.
Nah,
they
no.
don't really buy into the whole...
So what's the punishment of
they
a bad life?
They have close entities that are related
the
to Satan.
The punishment for a bad life is that you have a bad life.
Pretty much.
There's no hell?
Well,
no
hell is how your mother treats you. You know,
so why
guilt
so stringent
you
on the rules? What happens if you break the rules?
You are no longer one of the chosen.
And what happens to you?
You are
you
just one of the hoi polloi.
But you don't go to hell with Satan.
You get recycled.
Like,
no.
So who cares?
Jews employ their guilt in much different ways.
This
than
is one of the reasons
Christians
don't trust Jews, is because we don't have a strong concept of heaven and hell.
They clip your
and
bank
Christians
account.
Think that makes us immoral.
Sense. You're very immoral. I'm offended by this idea.
Well,
you're
sorry.
Not allowed to wear little outfits and be real crazy with your strict religious rules if there's no eternal punishment associated.
Well, that's one of the things that is appealing, I guess, or was about growing up Jewish. But I was still sitting there in Hebrew school like,
I not only
had
fear of hell, I had fear of rapture. Yeah, we don't really get too...
Yeah, the Jews
not thinking about that.
Jews get taken during the rapture, of course. You're the first to go.
Yeah, we figure we're already doomed, so...
No, you're the chosen
what the
people.
F?
God takes you. He leaves us.
Yeah.
I mean, actually,
when our Messiah comes to Earth, we're all supposed to come back to life, so...
That's what they say.
So in the meantime, we're just dead.
You're still waiting for Jesus.
Yeah, we're still waiting for Christ, the Messiah.
Moshiach.
It's the only
difference.
That makes me feel dirty.
Moshiach has not yet come. If the Moshiach had come, there would be peace on earth.
It's the second coming.
The second coming. What happened with the first?
You killed him!
Oh, it's our fault. And see, we have
the
to live with
the truth goes out!
And see, this is why we don't need to go to hell. Because you make our lives a hell right here on earth. Okay, so we're having the battle of religions tonight. Okay, so where were we coming from? Oh, yes, the Pentecostal vice presidential contender.
Oh, let's steer away from religion and back to
the
politics.
The second female vice presidential candidate in American history. Chosen in a moment of desperation.
Say that on Wikipedia?
Huh?
Wait,
say that on
Wikipedia.
No,
I have it open.
Mind. What? Oh, chosen in a moment of desperation?
I don't see it. Should I edit? Should I add that in there?
We decide a resource, and I think Susie's a good one.
I'm a good resource. Yeah, I can tell. He's desperate. He met this woman. He knew her, like, just briefly. Hardly knew her. But he fell in love because he knew she would appeal to people like Sarah Sue's mom. Mm,
my mom likes Sarah Palin.
That's right.
Does she?
Oh, yeah. She wants me to grow up to be just like her.
The trick worked.
That hurts.
You, too.
She should have put an H on your last name, then, if that's what
she
really
wear a star-spangled bikini and carry a gun.
She said, there could be two Sarahs in the White House, and she put the H in parentheses.
Did she say this to you on AIM?
Yeah.
Awesome. This is in print. Typed out. Wow. So, well, you know, it is inspirational to see that women can do powerful things.
Like beat the demon spawn of Satan.
Yeah, demon spawn of Satan.
I don't understand any woman who can be so... pro-life.
Anti-woman.
Anti-woman, exactly.
Who can be so anti-woman.
I don't understand.
Actually, I totally understand. There are a lot of women that are anti-women. Totally understand. In fact, that is the common chimpanzee way. Every woman for herself, you try to suck up to the guys, and you let your sisters just get raped and
it's a
stomped
cop-out.
On.
It's because they don't want to stand up and be
the
strong.
The bonobo way is female solidarity and winds up with all the females stronger.
That's the way I like it. I hate, and you see it everywhere, the more catty, competitive, manipulative women who don't like to see their fellow women succeed.
Yeah, yeah, it's very...
I feel all those things.
Very common,
I don't.
Very popular.
I feel very much like...
I hate other women more
you
than
hate
I hate other
women.
Men. Like in the workplace, God, other women, they have to go down.
Really?
That's
always jealousy
in the
games.
But in the workplace...
I'm glad I'm not in your
games.
Workplace.
Oh, yeah, jump out on me.
Women have to work twice as hard to get further in the workplace, which I think puts them at war against each other when they should
I
be at war against
the
entire
I don't know about
concept.
Women having to work twice as hard. I think that depends. A little... seductive
I don't
activity goes a long way.
That.
Hey, look at Sarah Palin. She doesn't have to work that hard.
She goes, look at her. And she's the smartest
thing. She
goes
from the PTA to the governor to the vice presidential candidate. Mm. You know, she doesn't have to work that hard. Not all women have to work that hard.
You don't know what she's had to do, maybe.
Well, on her knees.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if she did a little McCain.
Oh, those glasses have been fogged up.
Juiced McCain a bit.
I don't know if McCain's got any juice anymore.
Maybe he made her try.
Well, there's always something. Well, anyway, she's a character, and she's put some spice into the election, I guess, and fear.
Luckily for us, Obama is a rock star.
It's very much Jerry
well,
Springer
is,
now.
And we think he'll win. I mean,
but we thought that Bush would not win the first
well,
time.
Technically.
Now, I don't know that that Bush's opponents, I mean Kerry or Al Gore, certainly when Al Gore was running, he didn't have any rock star appeal. Now he kind of does with all his environmentalism, but certainly Kerry didn't
False
have any rock star appeal. Obama does have something that the other Democrats haven't had, this rock star appeal. I mean, he filled up this amphitheater outdoors. I mean, and he spoke to people like a real leader.
Did you see him in Germany?
Well,
I heard
there.
He got like 300,000 Europeans
I mean,
to wave
I saw
American
clip.
Flag.
Oh, yeah. He also invoked the world order, which is our friend President Bush's 1991 September 11th favorite speech, New World Order.
Right.
I'm just saying, beware.
New
the
World
Obama.
Order is Bush Sr.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my
I'm
dad
saying,
has
90,
been afraid of
91,
that.
9/11.
Oh, I was a little kid.
And Obama is also incurred the world order, and so did President What's-His-Nuts from Georgia when he was being attacked by Russia.
Oh, he's a corporate shill.
That's what I'm just saying.
He's a corporate shill.
Just see the pattern.
Wait, he's the son
the world
of
order
no, no, no,
has,
no, no,
is
no,
being
no. No. You're saying see the pattern because New World Order is a bad thing that
oh,
we're
absolutely.
Against? No. One world government would save the world.
It depends
that.
On which world government
which
that
government?
Is.
Which government? Yeah.
The people that currently
the
are owning
like.
That
regardless
that government.
Of which government it is, it's going to be a new world order. I mean,
yeah.
You can't be afraid of the phrase because the fucking truth is we need a new order.
Yeah, but if it's a phrase that's coined by Bush Sr., I have to go with Brother Joe here. A phrase
but
that's coined by Bush
Obama
Sr.
But he's associating Obama with it now.
I assure
Obama
you,
used
Obama
it.
Is, exactly, Obama is CFR, and he spun the fact that he was CFR.
I mean,
Obama
let's face it,
is
the
Bilderberg.
Democrats are not that different from the Republicans. They're not. That's why we should all vote for Frank Moore, and guess who's running as his running mate?
Would that be Vice President-to-be, Dr. Susan Blatt?
Sarah Palin isn't the only female vice presidential candidate right now. But anyway, I know, it's pie in the sky. So it'll be a Democrat or a Republican. So, you know, it'll be somebody that works for Satan.
Well, the biggest fear is if
but
Bush
Obama,
I win either way.
I mean, I don't know. I think there are some little differences, though. Little tiny differences, like abortion rights and stuff like that. You know, I mean, there is that.
Those little
that's
tiny
if Bush
differences
even leaves
that make
power.
Us hate
that's
each other
always a question
so
too.
How can she consider herself a feminist for life? And back, you know, capital punishment and oppose abortion and she's a fucking member of the NRA for crying out loud.
I like the NRA.
You know, there
I
you go.
I hate capital punishment.
If we
give up our
guns, I have mixed feelings about the Second Amendment.
If we give up our guns, they will run us over.
Right. Yeah, I know. I know. Theoretically, I agree with you, and Sarah also agree. But I mean, in my heart, I kind of agree with Terry because look at the countries where the people don't have guns, like Japan, and there really isn't much violence, and the police aren't that violent either.
Doesn't Japan have the world's highest suicide
rate? I'm just saying, it is way too easy for somebody to just get a gun in this country. It
no, it's
not.
Terry, have you ever tried to get a gun?
I would never try to get a gun.
It takes like 2 fucking weeks.
And that's the problem.
2 weeks. It takes 2 weeks.
And that's a big deal.
And you got to get approved.
If you take the guns away.
And this douchebag with a handlebar mustache is like, I can't give you a gun. And he's got like, you know.
It's somebody that wants
a gun
strapped to
his
belt.
2 weeks.
If you're trying to be all official and professional about how you're going to go about getting a gun, sure. But don't tell me that there isn't a quicker way than 2 weeks to get yourself.
See,
there
the
is.
Problem.
It's called being a criminal.
Only
and criminals. They'll always be able to get guns no matter how illegal you make them.
If only criminals are allowed guns, we're in a lot of trouble because they will be the only ones.
See, one of the problems is that we just have so many
issue.
Guns here.
Too
there's a lot of guns.
If everybody had a gun, there'd be a
so
little more respect.
They're very easy to get.
There'd be a little more respect. Well, that's quite right wing.
Well, that's the Swiss idea. The Swiss have guns, but they don't have. Like,
I thought they all had
handguns.
Army knives. They have those.
They have little
they all
compasses
walk around with an
and
army knife.
Scissors.
They like give them out in elementary school.
No, they're all in the
with the watches.
Every Swiss man is in the army or something, or maybe the
with
women
some
are
cheese.
Too nowadays.
Oh,
well, that's why the
compulsory
Swiss cheese has holes in it because they're all
military?
Shooting their cheese.
I wouldn't.
I haven't heard anything about the Swiss being like gun violent.
Well, no, exactly.
They
and
make
that's,
good guns.
That's the argument for. The gun people is that the Swiss are not very violent, but the Swiss are a tiny little country.
You know who
tiny.
Else is not actually violent? NRA people. They don't kill people.
Not suggesting they do.
Right? You know who kills people? Criminals.
People
not even
crime.
Always criminals. not always just criminals that kill
people.
People
kill people.
Okay.
Well, no,
kill
once
people.
Someone's killed someone, then they should be considered
criminal. Well, then they're considered a criminal, but what if
so,
they weren't a criminal
So it's
before
sort
that?
Of a, what is it, a tautological statement to say you know who kills people criminally?
It does fold in on itself in some sort of paradox.
Yeah. So, okay, so she's very pro-gun, this lady. And how about those guns? I mean, the guy that shot up the Universal Unitarian Church, I mean, how did he get a gun? He got a gun pretty easily. And he went into this church that he thought was, like, liberal and pro-gay, and he shot a bunch of people.
Mm.
Pretty evil. Anyway, we've got Tyler on line three.
We already talked to Tyler.
Did we?
Welcome back,
I don't remember
Tyler.
Talking to Tyler.
We talked to Tyler.
Tyler, you're on line three.
Okay, maybe we did talk to Tyler. Tyler,
anybody
hello?
On line three?
Yes.
Did we talk to you, Tyler?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
He doesn't sound familiar.
Welcome to Radio Suzy One.
Hi. I have one quick question.
Go ahead.
Hi. Well, does science really matter for you? Like, girls?
Oh, you are the same guy that called about phone sex.
Do what really matter?
Size.
Size of what? Your ears?
Short answer, yes. Long answer, meh, it's the motion in the ocean. We love you anyways. It's
good.
All about the blah, blah, blah.
You're all acidic tonight, Sarah.
I'm just saying it how it is.
No, but you know as well as I do that a lot of the time it does matter, but if you...
Hey, the love of my life
to.
Had a small penis. All
there
right.
you go. I've had plenty of great... small penis sex.
But the truth is, it matters.
But yeah, it kind of does.
Like, I've measured mine, but I'm not sure, if what's big for you guys.
What's the measurement? Tell us before we tell you what we like.
7.5 inches.
Okay.
We
that's
like
fine.
That.
It's fine. Yeah, that's perfectly likable.
That's very likable.
As long as it's not like a straw.
No.
How could that not be likable? 5 to 7 is
no,
average, and that's just a little bit bigger than average, so it's really perfect.
Yeah, that's perfect. You're great.
Either.
So that's how small.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Okay, so now you feel better about yourself?
Is that big or?
I said it's bigger than
it's
average.
It's bigger than average.
It's you could be a porn star if you really wanted to. If you
oh,
had
really?
Some other elements. Yeah, I mean, you're big enough.
All right.
Borderline. Not exactly humongous, which is good for most women. Most women don't really want humongous.
Well...
except
20,
Sarah
like.
Would like humongous.
Just
you're a little
one more
small
time
for Sarah.
In life.
Maybe just one more time. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's
so
been a while.
It's
been a
really long
Sarah's gone for humongous, too. I think you have
time.
A lovely size. I would
that would
you.
Work for me. That I would not complain. I would not complain.
Excuse me?
That would be fine. I would not complain. 7.5 would
you're
not
in.
Make me complain
so
at all.
So at what size would you complain? At what size would you be like, you know what, that was just a little
boy.
Too small for me. Like, tell me how small it would have to be for you to say that.
Maybe
if it was like a midget, if it was like mini-me.
A little, it also depends on how thick they are, because like one that's not as long but thicker, that can be just as fine.
That was
it
a leading question. The answer is you never tell them, no matter what.
Yeah, pretty much.
You will never complain.
Let's put it this way. If you can't feel it.
Maybe if you're angry and you're
yeah,
freaking
if
up,
you
you'll
can't,
complain.
I think it's hard to put a number
but
on
still,
it. We're not really mathematicians here, but we all know
yourself.
When we felt one that we can't feel.
It's really hard, especially because I'm really little. I'm a really little... tiny
yeah,
person.
But that doesn't mean your vag is.
Really does, thanks.
You like that use of the word vag? You like how I slipped that
you
in
just
there?
Vag. I like
vag. You. It was so like crass.
No, but it's kind
are
of.
Are you
sexy.
Drunk?
Yeah. No, it's, I should be. Someone bring me some alcohol.
I know. I looked for wine earlier, but there's no wine, Joe.
Right, right. We didn't have enough wine. There is some vodka somewhere.
Ooh, is there?
If I was drunk,
that.
I'd be slurring a fuck of a lot more.
That's true. You're just. I don't know. You're acidic today.
Okay, Tyler,
I'm
so go forth and plow your fields with your tool.
Excuse me?
Practice safe sex. Be nice to girls.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, I have one more question. What? I just turned 20 yesterday.
Yesterday. Happy birthday.
Perfect
aww.
Age. Very sexy okay. age.
And when does the male's penis stop growing?
When does a male's penis stop growing, huh? Probably when you stop growing.
Oh, okay.
Are you still growing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, then your penis is too, because your penis is part of you.
You know, I had a fat boyfriend who lost a bunch of weight, and his penis must have gotten at least an inch longer.
Really? Oh, no. What it is that you could see more of it because the
fat... Right. It got sucked up into the fat. So he lost like 40 pounds, and the penis just got longer and longer because the fat around it started disappearing.
Well, that does happen.
Very happy.
Sure.
That was actually
exciting.
That was the love of my life that had a small penis. It got slightly bigger towards the end.
That's exciting.
And see, love can make the penis seem bigger.
Well, only for like a little while.
So... All right, so room to grow. So you're going to grow. Okay, so that's enough questions. That was three.
Okay.
But we'll be back
much.
Again next Saturday night, and you can ask more questions.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay. Take care, Tyler.
Aw, Tyler.
Aw. All right, so I can't see the time.
I think we've been on for like an hour and 10.
For like an hour?
Hour and 10 minutes.
So, we haven't had any action on this Blog Talk Radio. We've had considerable action anyway.
I think the phone number for Blog Talk Radio is for people that don't have their own phone numbers. Like, it's so that you could run a whole radio show without having a setup. But
it was clear that people were hearing us.
Yeah. So there's no reason to give out two phone numbers. We can just give out the 213 number, I think.
We don't have to give out the 347.
Right. Well, it means we can't use their switchboard, but we don't need their switchboard because we have a real-life switchboard.
Right. And this switchboard that they have here, this is, people have to call to be on there. They can't, it's not like Skype where they can just go on through their computer somehow.
Right, no, they have to call the 347 number.
Well,
so why
no
not
wonder
have them call 213?
Yeah, might as well have them call 213.
I put 213
I mean,
in the description,
unless
too.
The 347 is a toll-free number.
I don't know. I put them both. And the 866. I put it all up there.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if the 347, where it is. Is that located in a city somewhere? Is that an area code? 347?
Sounds like a cell number, actually.
Okay. Let's see. Do we have someone on line one? No? No, no. So all of our lines are free? Okay. And so we've done about an hour, right? Okay, and we have a party across the way.
We do have a party to go to.
Yeah, we have a party to go to. We went to a great gallery opening tonight for Case Simmons and Andrew Burke, our fabulous artist neighbors.
SimmonsandBurke.com.
SimmonsandBurke.com. Soon to be very, very famous artists.
They're very, very good.
And they had a great show tonight with their, what was it called? Something like You Can... You can be happy forever in heaven.
You can live forever in paradise.
You can live forever in
it's
paradise.
It's like it was written for me.
It was, wasn't
say,
it,
Sarah? Wow,
Sarah's all about living forever, and I'm all about paradise.
Except that I know by the title that it's a figurative living forever, you know?
Metaphorical. Living forever.
Because a true immortality wouldn't be
And that's just a slap
paradise.
In your face?
Well, no, I still appreciate it.
Okay. But you want to really live forever.
Yeah, I want to technically. You can live forever through nanotechnology. That's
and
what
red
it should
wine.
Have been titled. That's what I would have called it.
So we're going to go over and give our congratulations to Case and Andrew. And we'll be back again next Saturday night. And maybe we'll also be back again the next Saturday night when we'll have the Melloversary, huh?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh,
maybe we'll
do
a little radio show in the middle of the Melloversary. You want to do that?
Sure.
Yeah. Do a little radio show, have all the Meloniacs gathered around.
Meloniacs?
I just
is that our new
came up
she
with that.
She keeps trying to make up words. I think they're just mellowers.
Mellowers.
Mellowers is usually what, yeah, that's what we've been calling ourselves.
Melloites.
I like mellow kids.
Mellowheads.
Mellow kids, though, you know.
She always calls us the mellow kids, but we used to be mellow kids when you launched, but now, you know, the site's
they're
been up forever,
kids.
And now I'm not a kid
always
anymore.
Always kids. That's kind of what it's about, is always being a kid, always being childlike.
And dramatic.
Yeah, but, you know, the speakeasy is for adults only.
Well, yeah.
So the mellow kids don't get to go, but the mellow...
Now we have to call them Mellowonians.
Mellowonians.
To be politically correct.
I could say mellowers.
Mellowonians.
Mellowers.
I could do that.
We've been using mellowers for a long time.
From
you
thousands
to me
of
last
years
night?
Ago, the melanins
Rob.
Are coming.
Oh, I like melodramatics, too.
Okay, this
Matic.
Is a client? No. Oh, okay. We're going to take one more call before we go.
All right, one more call.
Okay.
Before we go.
So line one, Rob, hello.
Hello, Rob.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is White Boots. How are you?
White Boots. Oh, yes, White Boots. I remember you.
Yeah.
You are kind of into humiliation, aren't you?
Yeah, and I have a very small penis.
Right, and right. We were just talking about penises. This
I'm
is the
sorry.
Theme.
I remember.
I was just
penis.
Using small penises.
Yeah.
I apologize.
No, I don't know if you know these girls, though. This is Sister Terry and Sarah Sue. This
hi,
is
how
Rob.
Are you?
Hello.
Hi, Rob.
And Rob, do you mind if I say how you, how we got in touch with each other?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay, I think it was through Night Flirt, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so you were telling me that you wanted to go on the radio show and be humiliated. And I said we couldn't do it in too graphic a way, but that we could do it in a very effective way.
Uh-huh.
So why don't you fill in my girlfriends here on your situation? Because
okay.
They were just talking about how some penises are just too small.
Yeah, well, I have a very small penis. It's, when it's
small?
Not erect, it's probably about a half an inch long. And I have very small balls.
When it is erect? How, erect
how about
is
when it?
It
is erect? Because that's when it counts.
Oh, it's maybe like 3 inches.
Jesus. Are you really fat?
Weenie.
Are you really fat?
Are you a fat guy?
No.
Not fat. Are you short? You have small hands and feet?
No. I'm like 5'9", 5'10".
Wow.
Really?
You're just unlucky.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So what
but
are
I do have a nice ass,
you?
Though.
A nice butt.
Okay.
Okay, I guess we could say ass, donkey.
Oh, my God.
Butter.
Ass?
I've said the F word several times.
Okay.
Fuck censorship.
Ah.
Okay, that's what I have to
all
say.
All right, this is our first and last show on Blog Talk Radio.
It's adults only. We're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Rob, so you've got this small penis, and, you know, I mean, there are worse things in life. You could have no penis.
Yeah.
True.
And no vag either, just nothing. And that would be a drag. Or you could try to get one of those penis enlargement surgeries, and then your penis wouldn't work anymore, probably. So
yeah.
That would be even worse than your situation.
Yeah, I guess I would just prefer to, you know,
just
either let women use me like they want or make me a cuckold.
Yes, cuckold.
Oh,
we were talking about the other day how your best hope in life is to be a cuckold, right?
Right.
And that is, in fact, perhaps your dream, is to find a woman who, you know, likes to hang out with you and tease you and talk to you, and you're a sweet guy, you know, and just kind of be like friends. And
right.
Then she has this other guy that she has sex with.
Exactly.
And you're the happy cuckold.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, but you haven't come any closer to that goal than you were at last night, right?
Not really.
So what are we going to do with you then?
Oh.
What would you call yourself in the situation that you're in now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, I'd love to let your friends slap my ass and do whatever they want to me.
Do whatever they want. Well, what you want is for them to spank you.
Can I put you in a box?
Sarah would like to put you in a box. She has
a
box. Yes.
We have a box here that's just screaming at me to put someone in it.
And actually someone like him might go in it.
Yeah.
But it's a really small box, and it would be like this plastic box.
It would match his penis.
Yeah.
Sorry. I heard you like to be humiliated, so I thought I could crack penis jokes.
That's okay.
We humiliate and then we apologize.
Yeah. I don't know how far I can go yet.
We're sweet humiliators.
Normally I would never tease someone about their penis, but
no, well, some men get off on
like the right thing to do.
Being humiliated.
Yes, and would that be you, Rob?
Oh, absolutely.
When did you realize that you were turned on by humiliation?
Well, I've always been kind of submissive, probably for the last 20-some-odd years.
Uh-huh. And how old are you?
I'm 40.
Okay. So when you were 20, is that when somebody told you that you had a small penis?
It was probably maybe before then.
Okay, and how did you react when you heard that?
Oh, I was kind of mad at first.
You were mad at first?
Yeah.
And then?
But then over the years, you know, I kind of, you know, got used to it.
And then
I found that, you
it
know,
turned
some women,
into a turn on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some women like to...
Well, that's one way to make lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah.
Well, it is, really. I mean, a lot of people look at the humiliation fetish, and they really don't get it. I mean...
I feel like it had to have been spawned by some early experience.
Really early?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
There was some humiliation that felt good when they were a child.
With the devil.
Yeah.
How about when you were a child, Rob? Go back. Back
uh-huh.
into the Wayback Machine. Do you remember being humiliated at all as a child?
I don't really remember as much.
When's the first time you realized that you were into this?
Yeah, I mean, some...
When he was 20. He already answered that question, Sister Sarah. You haven't been listening.
Oh, but I meant, like, what was the context, you know? Was it...
Context.
I actually went out to L.A. when I was about 18, my senior year in high school, and I went to a dungeon in L.A., and at that time, it was still kind of, I don't know, not as mainstream as it is now.
Yeah. But something made you go to the dungeon. What was that?
I actually kind of had a fetish for women in high heels.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A fairly common fetish, really. High heels.
Yeah.
A lot of guys like high heels. Humiliation, though, that's going a little farther. Okay, so you thought, I like women in high heels. I want to go to a dominatrix.
Yeah, kind of. You know, I kind of like, I guess just kind of being dominated. I'm kind of dominant in my personality some ways.
Uh-huh.
In real life.
In real life. What kind of work do you do?
Oh, I'm in actually engineering.
Engineering. Okay.
I like engineering.
You have to dominate your work. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So did you think about your small penis when you were going to see the dominatrix, or did she bring it up?
Actually, she didn't say much.
She just whacked you?
What's that?
She just spanked you?
Yeah, she spanked me, and then... Actually, now I remember it. She put me on the cross thing there and strapped me in.
Uh-huh.
And she was fooling around with my, you know, genitalia.
Yes.
And, you know, she said, how old are you? And I actually, at the time, I was actually just short of 18. I was about 17.
Whoa.
And so I blurted out. I said, yeah, I'm 17. She goes, oh, God, you're not even supposed to be in here.
Well, that's true.
But, you know.
So that was probably a bigger issue to her than the size of your penis, was the fact that she was, you know, in danger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Naughty boy.
But I would love to come to your institute sometime and let you do whatever you can think of doing to me.
Well, Sarah's very motivated to get you into this box.
Mm. What is the box?
We want to have a sex ritual.
She wants to imbue you with Satan.
Hail Satan, full of grace.
What is the box?
It's like a grope box. You get in the box, and then there are these holes in the box that have like plastic gloves in them, and people put their hands into the gloves and then molest you.
Oh, really?
Right? There's people
sounds
out there
like
that want to be in the box.
We have a consensual box victim.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, it's quite a hot box. There's like four gloves, four different holes in gloves, so, you know.
Oh, God, I would love that.
All right, we have our box.
You're also supposed to fill it with lube.
Our box
so it's
victim.
It's a big lubey plastic glove plexiglass box. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, I would let you just basically pretty much do whatever you want to do to me. Mm-hmm.
I think he's perfect for
it. It would be
yeah,
kind of uncomfortable, though. See, Susie's worried because she thinks people should be in comfort.
No, I don't always think people should be in comfort. Excuse me.
Oh,
do
sorry.
Not speak for me,
I'm speaking
Sister
for Susie.
Sarah.
She likes comfort.
I happen to like comfort, yes. I myself do.
I only like
I
comfort sometimes.
Oh, but
comfort.
If someone was consensually into the discomfort of
absolutely.
The small box.
I am all for that.
Okay.
I am all for consensual
I'm all for
discomfort.
Consensual, too, but I would prefer if they consensually agreed to not enjoy the uncomfortable box.
Now
okay, so you have
playing.
To act like you're not enjoying
it. Yes, you do. You have to act
Rob.
Like you don't like it.
Do you stand up in it? Or
no,
you really can't.
You'd be sort of in the fetal position.
Oh, okay.
Maybe more like a little crouched position.
And so do, like, is there, like, any, like, violating of the orifices?
Well, I assume that's what the gloves and the lube are all for.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you're with us on this.
Oh, yeah, I would love that.
All right, well, we're still in the planning stages, so we'll be in touch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our agent
we'll
will call your agent, and
box
we will put this program together. And we
yeah.
will have a ritual here at the Speakeasy with Rob in the box.
Oh, I would love it.
And Sarah calling upon Satan.
Hail Satan!
Hail okay, Satan. Thank you, Rob. We got to move along?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Have a good night.
Yeah, we
bye,
will.
Bye, Rob. Thanks
okay.
for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
So,
I hope that he masturbates thinking about the
I don't know if
tonight.
We actually humiliated him, though. I think we actually pumped him up, which is good, you know, in a way.
Frank and Beans. There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, he's all excited about the box.
Nice. I would like to share my obsession with the box with everyone.
I am happy that we found
box.
Someone who wants to be in your box on the same night that I'm saying I need a sex ritual. You say the box. I'm thinking, who would want to be in that box? And lo and behold, someone
in
called.
In my defense, there are many people that want to be in my box.
You know, you're probably right about that.
I kind of want to be in your box.
Now you do. Now you were afraid before, but now that you know Rob wants to be in the box, you're thinking, maybe I want to be in the
I
box.
I might be thinking metaphorical box.
Terry doesn't want to be in the small box.
Well, the box would have to be thoroughly cleaned after Rob is in the box before we put anyone
I'm not
else.
Sure we're all on the same page here.
Okay. All right, let's talk to Joseph on line two, calling from my hometown, Philadelphia.
Ooh, East Coasters.
Hello, Joseph.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Joseph, speak up, darling.
How are you doing?
Oh, well, I'm doing okay, but you sound like you're half asleep.
No, yeah, I'm kind of tired.
You kind of tired?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm just a young, I'm 18, and I'm just attracted to older women. I have a fetish. I love older, mature women.
You have a fetish for older women?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, there's
you can
not
learn
many
from
younger
women
to choose from at your age.
Right, you'd actually be breaking the law if you went younger. So you're safer going older.
What did you say?
Anyway, did you have a question?
Oh, yeah, you're really cute.
Thank you. That wasn't a question, but that was a nice note to end our conversation upon. Thank you so much, Joseph, from Philadelphia, my hometown. Philadelphia Freedom, shine a light. So now we're really going to wrap up the show and go across the way to the Simmons-Burke Partay. And thank you, Brother Joe. Thank you, Sister Terry.
Of course.
And Sister Sarah Sue, daughter
Hail
of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Heather. and Sister Lucy, Mar. Oh, Mar, where's photograph, please? Let's have a photograph before we have to go.
Well, you always do this to me when I look like crap.
Well, you know, then you must want
to
look
you
like...
You have to put on your makeup for the radio show.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a radio show.
Do that.
I put on my hat for the radio show. Why shouldn't you put on your makeup?
I will.
Okay, so we're going to do a little picture here. Yes? How do you make it turn into a camera? Okay. Well, we
turn it off
and turn it on.
I did that too.
Okay.
It was fairy dust.
Okay, I think I have to do this after I end the show because I can't concentrate with no one talking. Okay, so.
Oh, I'll talk.
Okay, you're going to talk? Okay, let me see.
Hail
the camera.
Satan, full of grace.
I know.
Talk about Satan.
Let's talk about Satan.
Let's talk about Satan.
So. I've been wanting to join the Satanic Church, but it costs $100, so I didn't. I've also been wanting to join the Society of Professional Robin Hood Enthusiasts, which also costs $100.
I will join that society
so
with you.
So I'm faced with this decision between Satan and Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Two of my greatest loves.
Robin Hood.
I know, Robin Hood should win. He's probably more factual, right?
And Robin Hood helps feed the homeless, whereas I'm not entirely sure that Satan does that.
Oh, Satan feeds the homeless as long
okay.
as they trade
what,
their soul.
Blood.
Yeah. Souls for food. Okay, we're taking a picture.
We're taking a picture now.
Picture.
Cheese.
There's no
flash. Or where
Yay.
Am I failing?
It's trying radio.
Okay. It's camera radio. Okay, well, we're going to wind up the show, and then we'll take pictures.
Okay.
So let's see. So thank everybody. I think I thanked everybody, right? And I want to thank you, my darling listener, for having us in your home, your mansion on a hill, or your cardboard box. I want you to be good, unless you're really good at being bad. I want you to be happy, although you can never be truly happy unless you've been kind of sad. And I want you to try not to hurt anyone, unless they really want to be hurt. I want you to make like the bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Go for the clowns. A perma war that will never end because we use up the resources of the world. And leave the world's children dying in the deserts, cutting down the rainforests because we need fuel. Drink some whiskey, man. From Los Angeles, California, from this little studio, let's stop religious wars. Let's stop this nonsense. Let's stop it because there is a greater terror in the world that we have to deal with, and that's our rape of Mother Earth, and we're fucking her every day, and we're stealing the shit from her.
Revolution!
Right. And in a few years, we won't be able to breathe. You won't have to worry about terrorists.
Revolution!
And as sure as shit, you won't have to worry about George Bush the clown. No insult to you. And now here she is, my doctor, your doctor, Dr. Susie Block. Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, rock stars, porn stars, bonobos, bozos, and babes. All you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, but until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
I want to welcome you to Bonobo Night at Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A., where we are honoring our kissing cousins, the Make Love Not War bonobos who swing from the trees, as well as with each other. Now, just in case you don't know a bonobo from a bonsai tree, bonobos are a species of chimpanzee, And like common chimps, they are 98% genetically similar to humans. Probably 99% genetically similar to clowns, but yeah. Very, very close, making them our very, very close cousins. I call them our kissing cousins because they are also the horniest chimps on Earth. Yes, bonobos have some kind of sex every day, usually several times a day. And though common chimps and other apes only have basic sex to reproduce, nothing wrong with that, but only when the females are in heat and always in the doggy-style position, and nothing wrong with that, but bonobos share all kinds of pleasures all year round in every position, more positions than a clown or than a Kama Sutra expert, including lots of face-to-face so-called missionary position sex, like you see here, as well as cunnilingus, like you see here, and fellatio, and, ooh, yes, they even have masturbation, and group sex, bisexuality, massage, body licking, tickling, tribadism, stuff you would even call fetish sex, and lots of long, deep, soulful French kissing. Yes. Ooh, you know, such intimate sensitivity, such sexual dexterity, such clever, passionate playfulness is found nowhere else on Earth except among humans. But it's not just how bonobos have sex, it's how they use sex that makes them so, well, interesting and important. They actually use sex to diffuse violence, to ease the stress, as in, hey, honey, don't be nervous, come sit on my face, you know? Yeah. As in, you know, they also use sex for, commercial exchange, as in, I'll give you a banana for a blowjob, you know? Yeah, I mean, like this bonobo here, he's got his erection already and his sugar cane. He is ready for sex. Yeah. And bonobos use sex to stop aggression from escalating into murder and bombing, you know? Like, stop that fighting and kiss me, you fool. Mwah. Yes. And it sounds kind of funny, but it works. For bonobos, who, unlike common chimps and humans, have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity, because all that hot sex just cools them out. Bonobo society is also, ladies, listen up, very sexually egalitarian, and gentlemen, listen up, too. In some ways, you could even call it female dominant. Here are some females doing the hoka-hoka. Kind of bonobo tribadism where they rub their big bulbous pussies against each other and actually come, and when they orgasm so hard they sometimes fall out of the trees. Oh yeah, bonobos do like to clown. Yeah. So why do the male bonobos put up with the females being in charge? There are many theories, of course. Mine is that on some level, the guys just know they've got a good deal. Just, you know, give the ladies a little respect and you'll get laid, you know? I mean, what's wrong with that? Hey. Yeah. So, of course, I am simplifying bonobo culture here, and it really is as complex as ours. And we'll be talking more about bonobos throughout the show, how they have sex, how they keep peace, and how they are highly endangered in their native habitat of the Congo. Highly endangered, as human wars and environmental problems wreak havoc with their lives. Of course, there are many endangered species, you know, but the bonobos are our closest relatives, our kissing cousins, and they have so much to teach us about the value of sex and our potential for peace. And that is what I call the bonobo way. Yeah. And that is the foundation for my philosophy of ethical hedonism. And that is what we're here to celebrate tonight, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. The gospel I preach is a gospel of power and glory, of pleasure, which doesn't mean that I don't have values. But when I say values, I'm not talking about family values, at least not no hypocritical family values like these Bible-thumping, Constitution-trashing, crony-loving chicken hawks squawk about. I'm talking about personal values. I'm talking about sexual values. I'm talking about the value of hot love and not perma-war. I'm talking about the value of exploding orgasms and not exploding ordnance. I'm talking about the value of people in bed with their lovers and not journalists embedded with the military. I'm talking That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the value of dildos and vibrators and not cruise missiles and cluster bombs. I'm talking about the value of bare boobies and not naked aggression. I'm talking about the value of pussy juice and lube and not our blood for their oil. I'm talking about the value of hard dicks and not hard-nosed dickheads. I'm talking about the value of masturbation and not occupation. I'm talking about the value of sexual connection and not gender competition. I'm talking about the value of consensual BDSM and clown games.
Yeah, woohoo!
And not colonial-style torture. I'm talking about the value of the bonobo way and not acting like a baboon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo, woo, woo.
What I mean is, you know, give sex a chance. Yeah. And give us a call if you want to talk with us about sex, bonobos, love, clowns, revolution. Our number is 213-749-1330. That's 213-749-1330 if you're in L.A. or outside North America. And if you're in North America, but outside L.A., you call 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068. Pick up the phone, or don't pick it up. Don't call. Don't even think about calling. Just sit back, relax, you know. Woo, you know, just pet and stroke your bonobo lover. Oh, I got Osama. He's trying to hide in my cave here. Get out of my cave, Osama. Oh, no, Cheney, the dick is trying to hide in my cave now. Cheney, get out of my bunker. Yeah. Where was I? Pet and stroke your bonobo lover if you're lucky enough to have a bonobo lover. Or if you're not, just pet and stroke yourself, you know, like the bonobos do. Here's a pretty bonobo female just masturbating, stroking her big pink vulva. That's a big pink vulva.
That's a big pink vulva.
That almost looks like a clown vulva, but it's a real bonobo vulva. You know, and also bonobos use sex toys. Look at this one with a ball, masturbating with a ball. They use sex toys. This one at the zoo. Okay. So, you know, you can too. Just relax. Let your inner bonobo go free. Please be quiet.
Shh. Quiet on the set. Shh.
Silence. Silencia. Silence.
Silencio.
Shh. And don't be afraid. Oh, I know. It's September 11th. If you're listening to me live right now on this bright and sunny day in 2001, the terrible attacks of September 11th touched us all, Americans as well as our brothers and sisters all over the world. It was an awful day, but it brought us together. Remember what they said. We are all Americans now. We are all Americans now. A lot has happened since then, and those formerly innocent numbers, 9, 11, remember when 7-Eleven was famous? Now it's 9-11, that has come to represent many different things to many different people. So I know it's impossible to get complete silence here in the speakeasy, but I would like to take just a moment before we go crazy, a little moment of reflection right now, September 11th, 2004. Let us take a moment of remembrance.
And a moment of silence for our dead.
For the victims of the attacks.
For their dead.
And the honor of the heroes who saved lives where they could. For our dead, for their dead, they're all our dead. And I would like to suggest, in these times of terror and war and my God against your God in America and around the world, that we take a look at another way of responding to human violence, to the possible destruction of Mother Earth, the probable destruction of Mother Earth. And that other way is something I call the bonobo way. Now, I ain't talking about no spitballs, Senator Zell Miller brags about deadly weapons like some men brag about their dicks. And I ain't talking about girly men like Governor Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger.
I'm talking about a sexual revolution that just might save the planet. I'm saying just imagine if our leaders, instead of calling for a war on terror, which they've even admitted is impossible to win, called for peace in the world. Just imagine if our leaders urged us to follow the bonobo way instead of acting like baboons. Just imagine if they reminded us that the best revenge is living well and clowning around and helping others to live well and clown around. And just imagine if our leaders told us that we must not be afraid, that we must not let sheer terror guide our hearts and our missiles.
Fuck fear.
Fuck fear.
Fuck fear.
You know, some of us would feel very frustrated. Some people thrive on fear. But America would be that great beacon of hope that it was founded to be. And right now, hope is in short supply. Attack follows attack. So perhaps this different kind of war that everybody's talking about does really need to be fought in a different way. Not according to the military paradigm of the baboon, but according to the bonobo way. Faire l'amour, pas la guerre. Remember, bonobos do fight. They do terrorize each other like clowns. But they resolve most disputes through giving and receiving pleasure, through reducing violent tension, through mollifying the less powerful and paying tribute to the more powerful. And besides, it's fun. The bonobo way is to spread the wealth, sexually and otherwise. And we are going to start spreading the wealth right now, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. We are all whores. We are all sinners. We are all fuckers.
Hey, you.
And we're all clowns. And we're gonna take a short break. We're gonna have Annie Body on the show.
Annie Body.
The clowns are gonna come on. We're gonna hear from Indy 500. It's
yeah.
Going to play for us, and we're going to bonobo tonight!
And
beat the terror!
Yeah. And we're going to take a small break here till we find the first cut, and then we're going to hear the revolution, the poets of the future.
Annie
which
Body.
Is always our music. It's always in our soul. We are the storytellers of the future. We are the storytellers of the village. We are the poets of the village, and we sing, and we dance, and we celebrate humanity.
Look, you want to use those for stuffing your bra.
Yeah. So,
okay, I'll tell you.
You're listening
you
to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide
That's
Web. You're
exactly
listening to Revolution and Evolution.
Bonobo fetishes.
You're listening to military technology used between our crotch.
Is anybody there here?
Anybody's coming right here. There she is. Oh, She's in front of all the cameras here.
Okay, well.
Okay, Theron, let's get Indy 500 on. No, Indy 500, first track.
Yeah. And Annie come into the bed.
And let's move the cameras over to over there. They're gonna start singing over there. Yeah, in a minute. Let's get everybody into place.
Listening to DJ Chip.
Theron?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
I need to get some cameras on the band is what I need.
Yeah. Let's turn the cameras over towards the band. And let's get you on
let's
there.
Let's have one cam. Should we have both cameras on the band? I got Annie here.
No, everybody. Now we're going to play one track over here.
Oh, okay, okay, go ahead. Don't change the
no,
setting.
No, come on. Yeah, all right.
Well, she's crawling. Whoa. See, she's already performing. She's a bonobo.
Look at that.
She's acting like a bonobo here.
Bonobo girl.
I think we're... Okay.
And we lost one camera, Theron.
All right.
Oh, we lost a monitor.
Can
hang
we have
in there,
microphone?
Indy 500. We're going to be right with you.
I need a microphone.
Yeah.
You're leaning against my bananas. That's okay.
Everybody relax for a moment. We're going to get through. We're struggling with our technology. Too many buttons, too many choices. And we're broadcasting from Los Angeles, California. We're broadcasting from our house to your house. We are the nations of peace.
I need a mic.
We are the women and the men that stand high on the mountain.
Sit back a little bit here.
And look at the light.
Here's
and
the,
we shine
camera,
light on the darkness.
No, we're
not sexualists.
Going to 500 now because Annie's
we
here.
Believe in sex.
Well,
yeah.
But I have everything.
My goodness.
David?
Yes.
Should I go to? Should I talk to Annie or?
No. We're gonna
okay.
we're, just
right,
one
right.
minute. We're gonna just play one piece
okay.
here. And I have a sign in front of me. This is the convention, anti-Bush convention. It says, fuck Bush.
All right. Yes, that would be
beautiful. Beat Dick. All right.
Absolutely.
Fuck Bush, beat Dick.
Can
okay.
I just ask you
they need two microphones. I'm
going to
give them my microphone. Hi, Gary.
TV and see
okay.
shooting. See, and you can see it, too. Cause they're gonna
I rarely shoot. Give up my microphone except for Indy 500.
Yeah. Oh, I know. There's all kinds of jungle stuff. Mm. A little bit. You know, I always change
yeah,
a little
bit. Yeah, we need
bit.
One more. We need one more mic.
Thank you. I know. I'm so excited to have you. You've been in Texas, haven't you?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's do it. Come on.
Okay, I need a microphone, Susan. I need that microphone for a moment.
Okay, he needs that microphone.
Thank you.
Oh, that's Bush. This one
okay.
is Rumsfeld.
Oh, shoot.
Where's
this is
Bush?
Way too high. Okay.
There's...
What,
oh, no, no.
Okay, are we going to the band or are we going to anybody? We're going to the band?
Oh, you want to do this? Okay.
Dr. Susie. Well, I think Dr. Susie thinks we're going to anybody. That one and then James. Okay, don't get the fan out of the picture. You're not. You gotta get that fan out of the way. Also, James, do you have an angle? Or is he staying?
Devilish.
Hold on.
You know, you were very schoolgirlish last time.
Can't you guys share a mic?
I like that. You know, that was cool. But, you know, this is a nice look.
I'm
going to
use this mic, and she's going to moan on that one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys, they could be on the stage.
Okay, let's go here. David. Are we starting?
Easy now. Easy.
Ready.
This is KSEX. You're listening to DJ Cherry. All you dirty truckers, listen up. I'm going to keep you red hot and hard until the AM.
from Los Angeles, California, from downtown Los Angeles, from the Panty District, from the great revolutionary Los Angeles, the capital of bankruptcy and fraud. Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show. From our house to your house. If we haven't bombed your house, you have electricity, so then you have the internet. And the internet is an old technology given to us by the military. And they turned it over to us. And now, from our house, from downtown, here she is, Dr. Susie Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, professors and porn stars, troops and dupes. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your humble servant, and I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A.
From Los Angeles, California, from downtown Los Angeles, from the Panty District, from the great revolutionary Los Angeles, the capital of bankruptcy and fraud, welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show. From our house to your house, if we haven't bombed your house, you have electricity, so then you have the internet. And the internet is an old technology given to us by the military. And they turned it over to us. And now, from our house, from downtown, here she is, Dr. Susie Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, professors and porn stars, troops and dupes. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your humble servant, and I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. We're in the womb room, baby. Come on inside, where it's warm and dripping with pleasure and peace. Because outside, it's perma-war, baby. In the bizarro world where people are dying because our dicks are lying. Isn't that right, Dick? Of course, there are lies, and then there are lies. Where's my sex president? There he is. Half a dozen years ago, in another millennium, in another time, another era, a certain U.S. president was impeached because he lied about his sex life. And the impeachers insisted,
it's not the sex that's the impeachable offense.
It's the lying. Right, Pinocchio? But nobody died for those lies. And now the mob that practically lynched Billy Jeff is running the country. Right, Dick. With the major media as their handmaiden. And their figurehead. Nothing wrong with head. But their figurehead, George II, is presiding over a liar's club.